here's the reality. Without inclusion, you're not going to keep diversity, right? If you don't actively have an environment that is productively inclusive, then the diversity in any given environment will not thrive. So even if we go back to the flower garden, right? If we have an environment that does not have water, that only has water on one side for the tulips and not for the roses, or where the dirt and soil is not taken care of throughout, then you're going to have species of plants that are going to die off. So if the roses aren't getting the water and all of the tulips are on one side of the garden, that's not inclusive. So your roses are gone.
You are now listening to the podcast where authors inspire listeners to become authors, the Going North Podcast. I'm your host, certified self-leadership trainer, best-selling author, and book enthusiast, Dom Brightman. And you're going to be listening to a different author that will inspire you to join the business of immortality, known as authorship. Now let the fun begin. Today's episode is sponsored by the Going North Advancement Compass, available now on Amazon.com. It is an interactive journal for you to track your personal growth, track your goals, track your wins, and help you advance north to your next level of success. So pick it up today and get growing. Now let's get on with today's episode. And today on the Highlight Reel Builder for Authors, known as the Going North Podcast, we got another super special, awesome human for you today, my friends, courtesy of one of the best websites going strong on planet Earth today, known as podmatch.com, vulnerable site where podcast guests get to connect with podcast hosts, and if they're cool, they're freaking in. And today's guest is cooler than two cucumbers a day, because let me tell you a bit about her, y'all, because she's a freaking powerhouse, y'all. She's freaking killing the game. She's not only a wonderful author, wonderful book, probably wonderful books and counting, because I'm pretty sure this is only the first of many to come, but she's also an award-winning leader, as well as an inclusion strategist, and the CEO, y'all, the CEO of a wonderful company known as D House Solutions LLC. So let's give it up for the D to the H, a fellow D, who is delightful and also humble, the fabulous Delphia House. How are you doing today, Delphia?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much. Happy to be here. I love your energy. Love it.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's right indeed. It's right indeed. Don't want to do the whole Ben Stein clear eyes thing. That's right, indeed. And most folks probably don't even get that reference anymore, sadly. But I'm still use it anyway. I don't care.
There you go. Keep stick with what you know, right? Stick with it.
Heck yeah, that's right, indeed. That's right. And they come from trees. Sometimes it's glue that sticks. You never know. Just stick with it.
That's right.
Well, hey, as with all introductions, they're always not allowed to cover everything from cover to cover, and I probably forgot, I don't know, metaphorically, 300 pages in a freaking 301-page book. So my feeling is in any cavities I may have missed, and I became the fabulous lady that you are today.
Wow, that's a deep question, right? So, you know, I'm a woman of a certain age, you know. I'm not old, but I'm not young, right? I'm right there in between. And so I've had the wonderful benefit of finding comfort in various spaces, not just comfort in one setting, but I've lived in different places, experienced different cultures, different individuals, and I love it. And so I love finding opportunities to bring all of that together and to create the best types of environments where all of the backgrounds and diversity that I've experienced can survive and thrive in a very productive way.
Woohoo, productive way indeed. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Surprised didn't mention track and field experience.
Well, I have. That was years and years. ago. I love track and field. Ran track way back when, and actually, I think I did very well. And realized that, that wasn't my forte. Had to take turns and really focus on the opportunity to do other things. But yeah, track and field. I love that. I did the 100, 200, 4x1, high jump, all of those. Yeah.
There we go, the weed jump. Ha ha, the high jump indeed. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Ha ha
Yes.
ha. That's right indeed. So did the high jump help you to high jump into business?
Yes, I would have to say that when you think about how to get into all of the work that we do and all of the need, the dedication, the focus, the drive, the desire to overcome something that is, almost impossible to do, that really kind of pushed me, propelled me in many different ways to move in the vein for which I've moved and to, write the book, to, start my business and throughout my career.
Yeah, there you go indeed. There you go indeed. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. And HR, no less. That's right indeed. Right,
Love
Kate.
HR. Yes. It's all about the people, all about human capital, how to make it work, how to bring on the people from so many different backgrounds, perspectives, socioeconomic levels, and just bring it all together so that you can have a productive organization.
Ah, you love to see it. You love to see it. You didn't have to investigate into a possible colleague trying to defuse an argument by licking the other colleague's nose, did you?
I did not do that. Thank goodness. Never, ever, ever, no. And I will say that I hope that I should never have to. Goodness.
Yep, that's right indeed. That's the beauty of HR. Stories galore. We had a HR expert come in one time and mentioned how that was one of his favorite stories to share on the outside world when he published his book. It was just so out of the box crazy. It's like,
Yeah, well,
what?
anyone in HR, I tell you what, they could probably write an entire trilogy beyond that. It's just amazing the experiences and the stories that one can experience when they're in that space.
That's what I'm talking about indeed. That's right indeed. It's the name of the game. Belonging is welcome, just not on the nose when it comes to the
Correct.
tongue.
Correct. Correct. Correct.
That's right indeed. That's right indeed. My goodness. So speaking of writing trilogies, you got your fabulous book that you got out there, including you, Leading Inclusion from Where You Are. So inspired the topic of choice.
Yeah, so I've been doing this work for more than 20 years. And, it's one of those things where I talk about it constantly. I've experienced it constantly. And when I say it, I'm speaking of opportunities to bring people together through inclusion. And I work with CEOs, leaders of divisions, departments, et cetera, who were fearful of engaging in the space, or fearful and or didn't know how to engage with people who were perceived to be different from them. And they were afraid to say the wrong things. They were afraid to be viewed as someone who wasn't knowledgeable or adept in doing that. And people kept saying, Delphia, I love your presentations, your trainings, et cetera. Did you write a book? And I said, yeah, no one really wants to read what I'm talking about. No one wants to hear it. And, people just kept saying it. And then it was placed on my heart. That was probably about maybe 5 years ago. I said, okay, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to tell you that thought process, I would start, stop, start, stop, start, stop. And finally, last year or a year and a half ago, I said, you know what? This is it. I am just going to do it. So I sat down, put everything down, and that's how I got to actually having a book at this time.
Yeah, so it was like putting it together through the whole start-stop phase. I'm pretty sure there was some stuff that went to the cutting room floor, I imagine.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, heck yeah. I started the book in the vein of reaching a target audience of only CEOs and leaders. And so when I started to write it, that's what where my focus was. And I realized as I was writing it, that wasn't the right audience. The right audience was actually anyone who wanted to make the world a better place, wanted to make the workplace a better place. So literally, I threw that concept away. I threw the idea, the original idea away. And I put a lot of things in the holding pot for perhaps maybe another book. I don't know. But I had to really reevaluate where I was going with the message.
Yep, writing D's, right? It's kind of how it usually goes. Like, yep, got this idea. Writing D's, the new frontier. Time to tackle the world, take over the world. It's like, I know where I'm going. We're going for the big fish. And it's like, you know what? They're too big. You know, let's go for some more fishes. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Or let's go for a shark. Let's, you know, maybe that's what it is, you know? It's definitely it's a journey that causes you to really self-reflect and really dig deeply in terms of what are you trying to accomplish? Because it's time consuming.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely indeed. Definitely indeed. So what you learned about yourself through the whole book writing process?
Ooh, my goodness. I learned that I am the most impatient person on earth. it's kind of like, you know, I've mentioned that it's very time consuming, but I learned that even though I am very impatient, when I focus and hone in, and there's a level of resilience and determination that came through that, you know, I've seen in myself in different ways in the past, but being committed to getting this done really kind of elevated and highlighted those points for me. So as impatient as I possibly am, I realized that, you know what, I can sit down, focus, and be dedicated and commit to this long, long journey to find the end goal.
Guess you're a high D on the DISC scale, huh?
You know what? Oh my gosh, it's so funny. I love DISC. Absolutely love DISC. I'm a facilitator for it as well. And I'm a high D and a high I. Like, I'm off the charts I, like literally off the charts I, but a very high D.
Okay. All right, cool. So I was like, impatient. I'm like, up, impatient. Target CEOs. Like, she's got a book, HR award winning, fourth accolades. Like, oh, yeah. Yep, she's a high D. Yep. She's like, I'm going to get things done, dang gummit. We're driving the ship forward. No escape.
Yep, that is literally, yeah, that's how I see the world. Absolutely.
Heck yeah, indeed. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. Keeps the folks going on the planet.
Right, it does.
Indeed. Folks need some direction, dang it.
Absolutely. And you know, sometimes it's so funny because you think of all of the components of DISC, and you know, we all have a little bit of each of the components, the I, S, and the C, not only the D, right? But I cannot live in the space of the S and the C. It's just not my forte, right? So yeah, it's very interesting that's where I reside.
There you go. That's right indeed. You need D to spell Delphia, so it all works out.
Good point.
Right indeed. So do you see yourself writing some more books in the near future?
I wouldn't say the very near future. I think that I would love to write another book to complement Including You. I do think that there's, I know there's a lot of material that, you know what, I just didn't include in this book because I thought that it would serve another purpose. So in the future, but not the absolutely near future. That was a lot of work. A lot of work, a lot of research, a lot of interviews, a lot of time. And time is a commodity, so we got to treat it as such.
That's true indeed. So not near future. So 2 months from the recording, don't look out for it. But 2 months and 2 days, though, look out for it. Let me see.
There you go. Exactly. 2 months, 2 days. Yeah, I'll be on it. For sure. Yeah, so we got to define, you know, things, right? Near future, 2 months, future, two months and 2 days. I'm with you.
Yeah, that's right indeed. She's gonna sneak it out of her brain. No one's gonna see it coming. That's right. The world ain't ready. It's gonna be the hottest mixtape metaphorically.
That's too funny.
Oh man. So my goodness, since you've been at this game for a while, has it been a major setback that happened to you that actually became a setup for your success?
Oh, a major setback that became the setup for success. I would say I was embarking in grad school, or not embarking, but I was in grad school and working on, you know, my doctorate. And during that time, I was just exhausted. You know, I was working full time. I had my business, you know, obviously have my family. And, you know, I was just exhausted. And I said, I just can't do it. I just cannot do all of this. And it literally was at that point that I decided to write the book. So I would say my failure, right, moving forward in the doctoral program, which I am going back, but my failure with regard to that really set the stage for me to be able to find space to do this work. So I think that's the setback that kind of propelled this opportunity.
Oh, so we're going to be calling you doctor soon. All right, there we go.
Yeah, working on it. Yeah, I'm going to, yes, got to do it. You know how you have those things in life that you say, you know what, there's no reason why I shouldn't. So yeah, I'm going to do it.
There you go. Delphia do, a.k.a. Delphia does. That's right. D, she's going to have the lab coat. Remember, she's going to be taking patients. That's right, D. But she's impatient, so watch out. Let me
stop. Right. Exactly. So, you know, we got to balance that a little bit. Got to balance this all the stuff, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I started that. I was like, yep. The doctor has no patience because he's impatient. That's right.
Impatient. I love it. That would be me.
There we go. She's got apples, y'all. Hashtag apple proof on the t-shirt.
<Or something.
laughs> Yeah. Because it do be like that, though. It's like, oh, yeah, this thing's going to go great. It's going to go great. It's going to be as planned. Like, I got this plan for the future. It's like, oh, nope. Delay, buddy. It's like, oh, yeah. Okay. All right, fine. I'll just see it as delay.
Yeah.
Are you going to deny me? Nah, but we're going to delay you, though. Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, and you just pivot.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, indeed. Sorry, pivot to the side. That's right, indeed. That's right. Sometimes it's an electric slide to the side. Sometimes you never know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or you might have to Cupid shuffle. You never know which one you got to do. Yeah.
There you go. That's right. To the left. To the left. That's right. D. That's right. D. That's right. It D. So my goodness. My goodness. How's it been these first few months of 2025 with all the nonsense going around and folks having to possibly, I guess, recalibrate some of what they do with the whole attack on DEI out there?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You know, I think, you know, we have the opportunity to really think about how do we move forward together. We, you know, these last couple of months have been very challenging and confusing. I think people really, you know, whatever side of the spectrum you're on or whatever political agenda you have, I think people are just a little bit confused in terms of what this acronym DEI actually means. And we have an opportunity to actually a couple of things, but top of mind to better define what it means, right? So when you lump diversity, equity, and inclusion into one acronym, it becomes very confusing and convoluted for people to understand and for us to find a common meaning and understanding around it. But when you separate it out, we recognize that each of the words have valor, have meaning, and have distinct relevance. You know, diversity, if we understand the definition of it, That means more than one thing, more than what, you know, it doesn't have to automatically go to race and gender, and it shouldn't automatically go to race and gender. Diversity is about a mixture of things in any given environment, you know, a flower garden, a vegetable garden, you know, they possess elements of diversity, right? And there's different dimensions of diversity. So we have to recognize that independently of the lumped together acronym of DEI. And I think you have to do that for each of the words or the terms that are used within that acronym. So I think we're just in the space of chaos due to lack of consistency in defining and understanding the words.
So that's right, folks. One day you might be in the flower garden, next day you might be in the cake as flower. You never know.
That's right. That's right. It's so true. So very true.
Yeah, that's right indeed. Making sure that all the things are included in the cake. Yeah. Well, maybe not all the things.
Well, yeah. You got to have the right environment for, you know, various things for sure. But the most important thing is making sure that you are not maliciously or negatively excluding things, people, elements, et cetera, because that's where you miss opportunities to make something wonderful and great.
You're so right. So the tulips don't have to feel bad that they're not going inside of the chocolate cake. They don't have to feel bad. Even though they're flowers.
Even though they're flowers, right. Absolutely. But you can find another purpose for them, you know, built around the cake, right? Maybe they decorate the cake, right? You know, you got to be nimble and think through how do you create that environment that's conducive for every element.
There you go. So decorate the cake, folks. Don't end up in it.
There you go. That's it.
Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about, and dudes are talking about, indeed. So, my goodness, since you're going on a bit of a tour promoting the work that you're doing via these podcasts, is there a question that you wish folks would ask you more often?
That's a darn good question. I think that I would like to be asked the question more often about, and you've actually asked it, who is the book for, right? Who's the book for, and why is there not a target audience? And I think that the fact that the book is written for everyone, it's including you. You means every single person. And leading inclusion from where you are means that from wherever you sit in any organization, wherever you reside in any community, wherever you are, you can and should take a responsibility to be accountable for helping to create inclusive environments. And it's not something that's absolutely difficult. You don't have to take a new course on it. You don't have to switch jobs. You don't have to, you know, go through great lengths to do it. But essentially, we just have to be kind to one another, right? We've heard of the golden rule, right? Treat everyone how we wish to be treated. But I submit that we should practice the platinum rule, where we treat everyone how they would like to be treated, right? So that means taking time to figure out how we can include them effectively in the environment. So it's really the mindset that inclusion is a personal responsibility.
A responsibility that it is. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's like, yeah, the gold rule is freaking great. It's freaking applicable still to this day. But yeah, platinum rules even. Well, it's platinum for a freaking reason. Because, hey, it's a different freaking society. It's like, hey, not everybody wants to have a giant metaphorical payday candy bar. Somebody might have nut allergies. You don't want someone giving you a random payday candy bar. You got nut allergies.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Just because I like it doesn't mean that you have to like it. You know, let's find out where the difference is. And you know what? How can we bridge that gap?
That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Well, speaking of bridging gaps, like any advice for folks looking to navigate things the way they are when it comes to good old DEI? I guess we'll focus on inclusion, since that seems to be your specialty under the DEI.
Yeah, I think, you know, I really think that the important thing is the inclusion piece, because here's the reality. Without inclusion, you're not going to keep diversity, right? If you don't actively have an environment that is productively inclusive, then the diversity in any given environment will not thrive. So even if we go back to the flower garden, right? If we have an environment that does not have water, that only has water on one side for the tulips and not for the roses, or where the dirt and soil is not taken care of throughout, then you're going to have species of plants that are going to die off. So if the roses aren't getting the water and all of the tulips are on one side of the garden, that's not inclusive. So your roses are gone. So now you no longer have diversity because the roses are gone and you only have tulips. So it's an opportunity to really think about the fact that inclusion is the undergirding that supports success and thriving environments so that all of the diversity can be valued and can thrive.
I can thrive indeed. That's right indeed. Sir, that's right, folks. It's going to be tulips of supremacy, y'all. That's right indeed. All the tulips. That's right. There is a set of lips. There's two lips, y'all. That's right. That's right indeed. Them roses had too many thorns for all these years, oppressing all the rest of flowers with their marketing. That's right. Oh, stop.
Oh, goodness. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's right indeed. The tulips are coming back. That's right. That's right. Folks are neglecting to water the roses. That's right. Being naughty and evil. They're like, retire this marketing. Make the tulips come back. Yeah.
That's great. Let's bring them all together.
There we go. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Bring them together, y'all. That's right indeed. Let all the flowers reign supreme. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Indeed. Well, fun question for you. If your fabulous book, including you, Leading Inclusion from Where You Are, if that book were a food, what would it be and why?
Oh, my goodness. If this book were a food, oh, geez. If it were a food, I think it would be, gosh, the first thing that comes to mind is gumbo. I don't know. Because it includes so many different things and so many things that you wouldn't expect to be put together, right? To be a part of the mix. And because all of those unique things are part of the mix, you have something wonderful and something that you want to keep going back to. So I think it's gumbo.
There you go. Gumbo's inclusive. It's good choice. That's what I'm talking about indeed. That's right indeed. Ain't nothing like gumbo indeed. That's right indeed. Won't even need chewing gum for it either.
That's right.
Yep, especially if that wonderful chewing stick of gum had a bow too. That's right indeed. With no arrow, you know, it'd be really bad. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just playing.
Buddy.
Oh, man. Well, we're coming down to the magical question that every guest gets to receive. And that is, if you're to wake up tomorrow and you are 25 again, but you're still in the current year, what advice would you give to yourself?
Ooh, gosh. Still in the current year, but I'm 25. I would say take the helm. And be hopeful, right? So lead the change. Simple as that. When I was 25, I, you know, at that age, you're not really sure of your direction and or how to navigate all the time. I would say to myself, just be comfortable and taking the lead to shine the light for others in a way that may not have been demonstrated before.
There you go, indeed. That's right, indeed. Take the lead, y'all. Take the lead, too, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. And the funny thing is, you're already being the lead by default. You just wake up a few years younger. That's the only difference. It's like just get the scares from family members. Like, hey, what happened?
That's right. That would be cool.
Be like, hey, where's this Fountain of Youth at? Huh? Where'd you find it?
That's right. I mean, somewhere that wonderful juice that helped.
Yeah, that's right indeed. So they can feel juicy afterwards. That's right. Oh man, I've been opening too many rabbit holes today. Well, before I went up, when folks need to jump into the rabbit hole of your wonderful content and keep up with all the stuff that you're doing, as well as cop some copies of your magical book. So for those need to do just that, what's the best way for folks to do so?
Yeah, they can reach out to my website, which is dhowzsolutions.com. D as in David, Howze, solutions.com. And they can purchase the book through there. They can also find it at their bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, you know, et cetera. Or they can, you know, send me a message directly through my website and purchase it from me, and I'll sign it for them.
Woohoo!
And also, I will say there's also my audio book for it has been recently released. So you can also get the audio book if you don't feel like flipping through the pages.
Oh, nah, folks, do both of your brain, flip through the pages and get in your ears, y'all. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. If you want the content on the go, Delphia's got you covered. Although I'm a little disappointed she ain't reading it, though. It's like, oh.
Yeah, my voice is a little squeaky, so I had to get someone else who has a little more balance in their in their voice.
Ain't nothing wrong with squeaks, as long as they like, you know, tire squeaks. You would have been fine. Just have to have you read book number two.
There you go. Maybe I'll prep for that.
Yes, right, dude. You'll be fine. So we can keep the mind control going for those enjoy hearing you speak. Get that Delphia voice in their brains.
Love it.
That's right indeed. Be like, hey, you're going to plant a flower bed and it's going to be great, isn't it? Like, what? Like, you mean I want to go to sleep in a bed of flowers? Yeah, sure. Do that too. Just make sure you include all the flowers. Make sure some marigolds are in there too. Like,
say it again. That's right. That's it.
Yes, indeed. That's it. And, hey, well, you heard that right, folks. Delphia's got you covered like a blanket. And Dave, so we're going to put a link to all of her goodies in the show notes. That way you can keep up with her and all that she's doing, because she's still just getting started, y'all, because there's more that awaits. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. So, my goodness, any parting words before we close up shop?
No, I think that the important thing to recognize, thinking about the book, is that inclusion is key, right? Inclusion begins with I and always needs you. If you think about how it's spelled out, it begins with the letter I, can't exist without the letter U. So inclusion begins with I and always needs you.
If you're hearing this part of the episode, that means you're one cool individual. Thanks a bunch for tuning in. And if you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to share it with at least one other person in your network. Bonus points for three. And be sure to check out the backlog too while you're at it, because there are hundreds of wonderful episodes to choose from as well.